Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Thursday, May 26th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today. Democrats blame Republicans for mass shootings. 9 in 10 voters are gravely concerned about the country's future. Raise your hand if you're in that group. The Great Resignation continues. And a new survey ranks the rudest states in the USA. Oh, I'll take a guess at that. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, some high-profile Democrats blaming Republicans for the tragic mass shooting in Texas. California's Governor Gavin Newsom, quote, another shooting and the GOP won't do a damn thing about it. Adam Schiff blaming Republican voters, quote, imagine how many children wouldn't be slaughtered in school if being pro-life was more than just a talking point for Republicans in Congress. 68 million babies have been murdered in the womb, by the way. And they just, what about being pro-life? A new survey from Fox News finds 87% of voters are extremely worried about the future of America. Biggest issues facing the nation include inflation, immigration, crime, the economy, COVID. Just 28% think that Biden is doing enough to lower prices. The average household now spends $500 a month to cope with the higher costs for food and fuel. That's $6,000 slashed from the family budget each year. Another study from CNBC finds the average American has $9,000 less than they did last year. 4.5 million workers walking off the job in April, the most on record. Employers posted 12 million openings during the same period. According to data from the Labor Bureau, 7 in 10 employees who left positions are having trouble rejoining the workforce. 24 million full-time jobs were slashed when COVID closed the economy in April 2020. Since then, another 23 million Americans have voluntarily quit. What's going on? Economists blame the Great Resignation on generous COVID entitlements, but haven't those ended? A new poll published by YouGov ranks the rudest states in the nation. Places are judged by overall politeness, courtesy towards strangers, and willingness to help others. The worst states found in the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, the friendliest people in the U.S. live in South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Vermont, and number one, Hawaii. I don't know. When I first moved to Tennessee, I bumped into someone in the aisles of the Piggly Wiggly, and they apologized to me. The message of the day, we'll talk about deaths of despair and what that really means in its fullness and how to stop it. Coming up next.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. Inflation at its highest level in 40 years, interest rates rising, and a recession may loom. Our retirement accounts are in real danger, no doubt about it. If you want to protect your future, please do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they will have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Plus, tell them O'Reilly sent you, and they'll give you up to $2,500 of free silver on your first order. Wow. So please don't wait. Call them now, 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
2. Again, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Deaths of despair. There are 150,000 deaths of despair each year in this country. That includes suicide, drug overdoses, and alcoholism. Now, these are the people who die from despair. And for every 150,000 who die from despair, there's got to be, what, a million more who are in the depths of despair? They're just not dead from it yet. And for every million in the depths of despair, there's got to be 10 million in some form of despair. And if someone's in despair, there's all kinds of destructive ways that people live that out. From drug abuse, marijuana, frying your brain, alcoholism, porn and gambling addiction, domestic abuse, you name it. There's way too much despair in this country. You see it with gangs and crime and homelessness. You know, there's one overdose death every 5 minutes in this country. And one of the ways that some people deal with their despair is murdering a bunch of strangers. Now, here's the thing. I want to solve all the despair. I want to get to the root of all of this despair. I want to live in a country again that has a worldview that can deal with the difficulties of life in a healthy way and not murder children or hurt themselves or the people they love. Now, this is not a new problem. There was a sociologist in France in 1897 who talked about deaths that are caused by, as they said, breakdown in social equilibrium and social norms, that would be today, and people who felt a lack of communal support. Think of the young boys growing up in broken families. It's isolation, which, by the way, the government forced on the American people because of COVID, certainly making things worse, injecting even more fear into a country that was already sick with anxiety. So we want to strike the root of this issue, not hack at the branches. The problem is most people, they don't want to strike the root. They turn to the government to fix it. And it makes sense why people would do this. I mean, it's the wrong thing to do, but it makes sense why they would, because we used to, in times of suffering, turn to God. Just read the Psalms and you see David do it time and time again. But there is no God anymore in our culture. So we've put the government in God's place. So when bad things happen, we turn to the politicians to fix it. Another problem is most people think that everyone's good. And then they think that things should always be good. And then when something's not good, well, it means there's some glitch in the system and it needs to be fixed with more laws. That's not going to fix it. Anna Ziegler, she said, we've been failing generations of boys in thousands of ways and paying for it daily. Some days the price we pay is more brutal and obvious than others. But that's the point I want to drive home. We see the obvious and most brutal ones, but there is that same cost. There's that same destruction. There's that same despair every day. Far too many people. So what do we do? Well, be the bedrock of your family. Always promote virtue. We'll talk about that next. Never miss the garbage time. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Never skip a hug and an I love you. And always endure. Luke 21:19, Jesus uses the word hupaname, means endurance. And the Greek word means patience, steadfastness, the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Be that man. Your family and your country needs it. Something you might not know. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Supply chain issues have been a catalyst to bring high-tech manufacturing back to the USA. My tech guy, the founder of Brownstone Research, calls it the Great Recalibration and discusses it in his new newsletter, Near Future Report. For 35 years, Jeff Brown has helped his subscribers safely navigate volatile times to preserve and grow wealth. He also answers your most pressing questions, like how to protect your retirement from inflation. What are the implications of a new digital currency and the Great Reset? What will the Fed do with interest rates? And what's going to happen in the stock market this year? Brownstone Research has been at the forefront of major market moves for 35 years. Let Jeff help you by signing up for his newsletter today at a 75% discount, a 12-month subscription, only $49. So please go to jeffbrowntech.com. jeffbrowntech.com, jeffbrowntech.com.
Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. It's the plus that matters. I have fallen for the trap over my many years of being a conservative, thinking that the single greatest goal was freedom. But I've realized, and it's taken me too long, it hasn't taken you this long, that it's not just freedom that matters. It's freedom plus. Freedom plus duty. Freedom plus responsibility. Plus selflessness. Plus virtue. All of our founding fathers knew this. Sam Adams said, "A general dissolution of principles will surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of a common enemy. When the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when they lose their virtue, they'll be ready to surrender their liberties at the first external or internal invader." How about this line? "I hope our countrymen will never depart from the principles and maxims which have been handed down to us from our wise forefathers." I hate to say it, Sam. We have. If we don't have a virtuous people, then bad things happen. And then everyone else wants the government to fix it. And the government will take away more of your freedom. And our liberties will be gone. We need virtue to maintain our freedom. It's freedom plus. George Washington, "Virtue and morality is a necessary spring of popular government." James Madison, "To suppose that any form of government will secure liberty or happiness without any virtue in the people is a completely imaginary idea." Sam Adams again, "Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. He, therefore, is the truest friend of liberty of his country who tries most to promote its virtue." Patrick Henry, "An impure state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom." These men from our founding are speaking to us today in 2022. It's unbelievable. No one more pithy than Ben Franklin. "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom." From now on, I won't forget it. It's not just freedom that we need. It's freedom plus virtue. Forget that, and we lose it all. Not on our watch. Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. More coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard of American Wagyu? It's not a superfood that will make you live forever, but it is some of the most delicious beef in the world, and I can get you 2 free pounds of it. You don't have to just use them for burgers. Ground American Wagyu is so versatile, it elevates any meal to a new level. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out on 2 pounds of free American Wagyu. With meat prices soaring, when you subscribe, you lock in your price and get $25 off every box for the life of your subscription. As long as you're subscribed, your price will not change. So that's 2 pounds of free Wagyu burgers and zero inflation. Please get both by using my code Bill or visiting goodranchers.com/Bill. It's a great decision. Grab your 2 pounds of free American Wagyu today before it's gone.
Hey, this is Mike Slater. Thank you, Bill, again, for letting me fill in. I am honored. MikeSlater.locals.com. We'll see you again tomorrow. Spread the word.